Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and would like to get your opinion. First of all, are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
In which state do you currently reside?
Arizona.
And are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
1992.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more toward the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10?
3.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided?
Today, I'd probably vote for Kamala.
The elections were held today, correct? I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator, Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Carrie Lake.
Now, here are the three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. The first one, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. The next one, I'm personally against abortion, but I don't believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or the last one, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Which is closer to your own view, the first one, the second one, or the last one?
The first.
And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona, or abortion is totally banned in Arizona.
Pretty sure the third one, abortion is restricted with a few exceptions.
Okay. And how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Are you very concerned, somewhat not very concerned, or not at all?
Right now, I'm not terribly concerned, no.
Not at all, or not very concerned?
Not very.
As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, some, only a little, or heard nothing at all?
A little bit.
Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided?
I would vote to protect the right to choose.
Okay. If the election were held today, will you vote yes?
Yes.
Okay. And here is the text of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Arizona in the November 2024 elections. A yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution. The state will not be able to interfere with this fundamental right before fetal viability unless it has a compelling reason and does so in the last restrictive way possible. Fetal viability means the point in the pregnancy when, in the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus. Throughout the pregnancy, both before and after fetal viability, the state will not be able to interfere with the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional that an abortion is necessary to protect the life or health of the pregnant individual. The state will not be able to penalize any person for aiding or assisting a pregnant individual in exercising their right to an abortion. A no vote shall have the effect of not creating a fundamental right to have an abortion under Arizona's constitution. We leave in place current laws that restrict abortion before fetal viability and will allow the state to further restrict or ban abortion in the future. Now, after reading the ballot measure language, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided?
I think I would vote yes.
Probably. Okay. And we're almost done with the survey. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. It's because a responsibility to younger and future generations, rights, control over your own life, empathy, responsibility to women, making decisions about your own body, equality, privacy, freedom, or safety. You can choose two.
I would say freedom and a woman's right to choose what she does with her own body.
Okay, thank you. And does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more motivated to vote or less motivated? Or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
It makes no difference in my motivation currently.
Yeah, but if you learned a candidate for political office support the ballot measure, will that make you more likely or less likely to vote for that candidate? Or does it make no difference in your decision to vote?
It would make me more likely to vote for them if they align with my views.
Much more or just somewhat more likely to vote for that candidate?
Much more, yeah.
Much more. And if you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, will that make you less likely to vote for that candidate, more likely, or does it make no difference in your vote?
Yes, the opposite would be true. So I'd be very less likely to vote for somebody who is
much less likely.
And that's correct.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want a state to decide on their own abortion law? To the best of your knowledge.
I think they want the state to decide.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want a state to decide on their own abortion law?
I believe it's the first.
The first one? And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want a state to decide on their own abortion laws?
I would like it to be legal nationally.
With some, okay, accessible nationally. And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Senate, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? It's very important, just somewhat unimportant or very unimportant?
For Senate, it's pretty important.
And now when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? It's very important, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
It's very important.
And you will now, this is basically the last part, you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. Then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail, So based on what you just heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm very unfavorable to Project 2025.
And if you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, will that make you more likely to vote for that candidate or less likely, or does it make no difference?
Much less likely.
And now here are some statements made by people who support Republican and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Just two statements. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. The first one, Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parental consent. That was very convincing reason, somewhat convincing or not very convincing, or not at all.
Not very convincing.
Okay, and the last one. Reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate, common sense approach to abortion. That was very convincing reason, somewhat not very or not at all convincing reason to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure.
I don't think I have any compelling reasons to vote for Republican candidates.
Not convincing at all. Okay. And here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. And again, please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. The first one, the next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court ruling on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA justices who take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms. That was very convincing reason. Somewhat, not very, or not at all.
That is, I'm sorry.
Reason to vote for Democratic, or very convincing?
Yes,
or
a moderately convincing reason.
Okay, somewhat. And every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions. That was very convincing reason, somewhat not very or not at all.
Somewhat convincing reason.
Okay. And the last one. We deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedoms. That was very convincing, just somewhat not very or not at all.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. And lastly, again, thank you for your kindness to help us. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, let me ask you again, now that you have a little more information, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you, from 0 to 10?
Still a 3.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but it's a November 2024 election for president. We're held today. For whom will you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate, or Jill Stein?
Right now, I'd probably still vote for Kamala.
And if elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided?
I would vote yes.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom will you vote? To be your senator, Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
I'd probably still stick with Carrie Lake right now.
Probably, again. And the last few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I am a dual bachelor.
Thank you. And are you married or married to be with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I am married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections, for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or did not vote in 2020?
I voted for Joe Biden.
And the last question, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
My overall income, is that what you're asking for?
What was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
180,000.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Oh, me too.
Bye.